on the Torah is arguably the greatest of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Chazal stated this, how the Torah connected kulam. So they've been very, very to the point. And not only in terms of a mitzvah in its own right, but when Pinchas ben Yor formulated his brayso of avoda, of how a person should serve the Rabbeinu Shel, so the first step is Torah. Torah is maybe the days of hiras, to meticulous observance, to zrizus, to energetic fulfillment of mitzvah sasei, etc. So Torah is the starting point, and the Ramchal is very strong about that. So but as a mitzvah, and as a source of avodah, and the Torah is connected kulam. So we have to begin. If there's a mitzvah in the Torah, as we did learn about last week from the Rambam, then undoubtedly Chazal should have given us some guidance about how to fulfill this mitzvah. He shouldn't have just left it up to our imagination. They didn't tell us, well, there's a Zohar, it's Yom HaShabbos, the Kach, there's something called Shabbos. Huh? You go figure out how you want to observe Shabbos. Right? Tefillin, whatever you like to be tefillin, how you want to wear them, where you want to wear them. The halacha is very, very precise. I have to say, the model for the halacha, and that's really a quibble with many that have misconstrued the world of the halacha. Mitzvahs, the model, the template for mitzvahs, is not an artistic model. For many people in the world, the template for mitzvahs is artistic. There's a mitzvah to have a lulav and esrog. If it looks like a lulav, it looks like an esrog, that's fine. Exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says, it's kosher, not kosher. That's of no special consequence. It's to look like a lulav and esrog. And similarly throughout all the mitzvahs, as long as it's in the right ballpark, it's fine. Now, if mitzvahs are cultural experiences, if they are akin to artistic expressions, aesthetic expressions, then that's fine. But the appropriate model for mitzvahs is technological. And as I often tell my Talmidim, I have a free plane ride for you to London, England. Just get on the plane, free ride, and back! With all accommodations in London. But I just want to tell you one thing about the plane. The engineers that put it together, I can't tell you they're the most qualified. But the reports are that it's approximately correct. All the parts of the motor are approximately, and the lifters, the rotors, they're all approximately in the right place. Right. So you have any takers? Anyone's interested in this trip to London? All of a sudden, no one's interested. So they have other things to do tomorrow. Right? Because we realize the consequences. If one screw is in the wrong place, instead of winding up in London, one may wind up in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And mitzvahs, that's what I say, the template for mitzvahs is technological, not artistic, not aesthetic. You have to be exact and precise. If you don't meet the specs, it doesn't fly. So, obviously, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah also has its specifications. And it's very interesting. The Shas directly addressed it. We'll start with the place the Shas directly addresses it. The Shulchan Aruch addresses it. And after all of that, there's still no Motzono Yodeinu V'Ragleinu. We still don't know where we are, exactly what we're supposed to do, in real time. Let's begin. The Gemara in Kiddushin states, "Amar the Maimer of Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya la'olam yishalish adam yashlish adam shnoisav." A person should divide his years into three parts. Shlish b'mikra, one third of the time we should study the Torah shebiksav. Shlish b'mishnah, one third of the time he should study the Mishnah, and Shlish B'Talmud, and one third of the time we should study the Talmud. So the Gemara states that this is a very strange statement. Is miyodeya kamachai? Does a person know how long he's going to live? If a person at the age of 5 knew he had 100, he had 99 years to live, so he could say, well, the next 33 years I'll learn Tanakh, and the next 33 years Mishnah, and the next 33 years I'll learn Talmud, so it's fine. It's Yash L'Shnoisav. But if we know, the person never knows how long he's going to live, so how could a person divide his years into three different segments? So the Gemara answers Lo Tzricha L'Yaymei. That what we mean is that a person should divide his days. Now Rashi says, the Yomei is Yomei HaShavu, each week. Divide the week into three parts. And one third of the day should be used for Torah Shebiksav, one third of the days for Mishnah, and one third of the days for Talmud. Now Tosis raises an objection, which I would call almost a Yekisha objection. And it's hard almost to relate why Tosef was so enthralled with his kasha. Tosef says, "L'tzricha liyomei perish b'kundris yimei haShabbos kloma shnei yomim mikro shnei yomim mishnah shnei yomim gemara." I guess maybe Shabbos wasn't in the cheshbon. However, it was. I don't know exactly. Maybe he did all three on Shabbos. Well, I'm a hero. Tosef says, "I don't like Rashi's pshat." The imkain akati avimotzi lemifrach. The Gemara could have asked the question. Does a person know how long he's going to live? Now, I don't really particularly understand the question. When we say a third and a third and a third, I mean, what happens if a person learned 5 extra minutes of one? Should he deduct 5 minutes tomorrow so he brings it back into balance? You know, it's not exactly 0.3333 for each one. One is 0.333334. And the 17th decimal place. And it's a problem. It's an approximation. We're giving a general, an approach, what a person should endeavor to do. Meaning that learning is comprised of three particular disciplines, and a person should divide his time equally among those three disciplines. If some week of his life he happens, lo aleinu, to die on Tuesday, and he didn't get to the last 3 days, I don't think that overall that has put his life out of balance. It's still, his life is one third, one third, one third. And the last week of his life, so it very minimally, it moved slightly over a third. So I don't particularly know what Tosis' quibble is. And the truth of the matter is, even what Tosis answers, if you wanted to be such a yekka, you could argue with Tosis' territory. Venerally the farish, b'chol yom v'yom atzmo, yashlish. Every day you should divide them three. So I can ask the same question on Tosis Teretz. Good, the guy learned Chumash from 9 to 12, and he learned Mishnayos from 12 to 3, and Gemara from 3 to 6. So does he know what hour of the day he's going to die? Doesn't know that either. So why is Tosis any happier with this approach? Elamai, because he waited till tomorrow to depend upon tomorrow. Maybe each hour he should have divided. Every 20 minutes he should have gone from sorry. I mean, what made Tosis enthralled with his pshat, I don't really know. Be that as it may. Now, Alkein Tikkun B'Seder of Amram Goyin. On the Seder of Amram Goyin we find, K'moshonu Noyegim B'chol Yon. Koydim Tzukit Yisim R'leimar Mikro Mishno Gemara. Well, since a person is supposed to learn from Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara every day, so yeah, we're not exactly achieving a third, a third, and a third, but if we're supposed to learn from each of the disciplines in the Torah every day, so Rav Amram go and put in a siddur that we have the psukim in Birchas HaTorah, right, Yivarechacha, etc., which are from the Mikra. Then we have in Pei the Mishnah, Eilu Devorah. And then the latter part is a brisa from Shas. So we have Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. In effect, I guess he puts the Tosefta, the brisa and the Gemara together with the Torah Shabbat.
Why do you want the Gemara?
We'll come to that. We'll come. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. At least he's learning of all three disciplines. And Could also be that he's referring to the Gemara. We have, I don't know, in our Siddur, we have a little bit more. We have Abaye Ahavei Vesad the Seidah of Aroch. There's also a piece of Gemara. So there are others, there are another piece of Gemara in the Siddur. Now, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, and Rabbeinu Tam, as you know, I've told you before, Rabbeinu Tam is the one with the revolutionary Pshatim. And Rabbeinu Tam obviously looked around the world, and he didn't find anyone that actually broke up his learning and Rashi's way or Tosfos' way. Just nobody did it. Is Rabbeinu Tam Pirush or the Soimchen Ahodar Mina B'Sanhedrin Bovel Blula B'Mikra. Mora says that Bovel is meaning the Shah. Bovel is mixed of Mikra, is a mix of Mikra, Mishnah and Gemara. Meaning to say, the Gemara's Bovel Bolu Mikra. The Shas Bavli integrated all three. We have Sukkim, we have Mishnah, we have Gemara, Soma Meila. The Olam is noyek to learn Shas Bavli, and that's fine. I don't know if he means in contrast to Mishami, but the way our Shas is put together, all its varied elements incorporate all three. So, we don't really, after looking at this Gemara, have a clear sense of priority. Rabbi Amram Gon talked about merely the fact that we have a smattering of Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara each day. The Rabbeinu Tam said that we learn Shas Bavli. That includes everything the Gemara was talking about. Let's take a little bit of a look. It's another Gemara which runs parallel to this. When I was preparing the Shir, I realized that these two Gemaras run parallel. And indeed, the Marsha in this latter Gemara says that the Gemara is really picking up from this Gemara in Kedushin. It's the Gemara in Bab Metzia. The Gemara is Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in Bab Metzia. Tana Rabbanan. Oyskim Mikra Mida Ve'ena Mida. Kumsi Kumsa. So Rashi explains, Mida Hiktsas, there's something positive to it, but ain't a Mida, not so significant. Shamishnah Vagamara Yofim Mimena. And Rashi says, why? But they should Tluyim Begirsa, which Takhan, because they're easy to forget. So therefore, one ought to put a lot of effort into making sure he doesn't forget the Torah Shabbat Peshab Yimeim Lahoya Gemara Biksab. Vagam Lahoya Nitin Lichtav, one wasn't allowed to write it. When Chazal saw that we're going to forget the whole Torah, if we don't write it down, it's Chiludor HaSachon HaLekosva. So Rashi says that this Gemara is associated with the fact of before there was license to write down the Mishnah. That's the way Rashi says. That's Midah V'Ena Midah. The Mishnah Midah. So that around V'Noit V'Nolei HaSchar. And the Schar for learning Mishnah. This is already Torah Shabbat Peh. Gemara, Ein Lecha Mida Gedoyla Mizu. This is the greatest of all the things, is Gemara. For Pirashti Lamayla, Rashi says, what do we mean by Gemara? Shu Los is Leib Lehoven Stima is Tamiya Mishnah. To understand the reasoning of the Mishnah. Mohi, Mukushadayim Sois Rezu Azu. And if we see an apparent contradiction, Yovel the Taretz, Shu Ishtem Kayomais, or the Das Divrei Atanoyim Achalukim Medavar, to know who disagrees, V'nei Mohamani Ploni Chocham Ho. And as Rabbi Yisroel of Salon says, that everything in a certain regard which is written in the Gemara today is begin the Mishnah. Our task is to understand that which is written in the Gemara, and that's really the Gemara of today. The Gemara of today is to understand what's in the Shas. Everything that's in the Shas in a certain regard is Mishnah. That's the Yisoid. Now we have to understand what's in the Shas. That's the Gemara. Ula Oilam, and then he ends off rather enigmatically, Ula Oilam have rots the Mishnah Yosem and Gemara. But a person should always follow, chase the Mishnah more than you do Gemara. This is very strange. He just said, Mikra Kumsi Kumza. Mishnah is, up and down. He's on the way. Shagamara, ain't the Chamida Gedoy Lemizu. Ulaila, have a Rotz Lemishnah. enigmatic. No disagreement about that. So the Gemara picks up on the question. Hagufa kashya. Amrit bi Gemara in lucham yidu gidoy le mizu. V'hoda amrit olo lo mabirot le mishnah. How can you square these two? Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, we may Rabbi Nishnas Mishnah Zu. Rabbi taught this Mishnah. Which Mishnah? That which it said that a person should, that Gemara's Ein Lecha Mida Gedoy LeMizu. This was in the time of Rabbi. And this was a historical basis for this. Rabbeinu HaKadosh lived after a time of tremendous turmoil. He lived in the 3rd century. In the centuries which preceded him, we had the Churban of the Mikdash, Asar HaRugei Malchus, and Rashi tells us the 3 generations before him was the conflict of B'Shamayim and B'Sila, 3 generations before Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So things were a mess. I mean, it was tremendous. He says, what was the basis of the machlokas B'Shamayim and B'Sila? That because of the persecution that existed, they did not have the tranquility with which to properly ponder things and reach appropriate and correct conclusions. So this led to a lot of debate and confusion. So when our Kodesh arrives on the scene after 2 centuries of turmoil, and he lives in a state of tranquility, he's at peace with the Roman Empire. As Rashi says, Shenosra Kodesh Baruch Hu lo chen b'enei Antoninus, Marcus Aurelius liked him. Melech Roimi, Hidarmina b'avoy d'zoro, v'nochum v'tzoro, v'sholach v'kibetz kol Talmidei Eretz Yisrael. And he gathered all the Talmidei Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. V'adyom v'lohoyu masech d'sturus. They were not set up in Shas in the fashion Nehuyeh. Everyone repeated what he learned from his rabbeim. And ukishin es kapzu oma kolechad mashu shoma v'nostin leiv levarar tamei amachlokas. In the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, this was the big esek. They came to understand all the reasons, and that's how he formulated the Mishnah, by understanding all the views of the Tanoim. So he was able to encapsulate that in the Mishnah. Divrei mi ruin l'kayim, which one should be accepted l'halacha b'sidra masechtas, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote it in a fashion to establish the halacha, and therefore he said the fikach amru b'gemorin l'chamida gedola mitzush yidnu lev l'tamei ha-mishnah. So what happened? The predictable happened. Ishofku kuli alma masnisim. So everyone stopped learning Mishnayos. Oslo Bosa Gemara. I said, why should I go to the Mishnah? Rabbi just said, Gemara, this is it. That's what the action is. So what happened? So therefore, Dorashlu will oilam have a rotzlu Mishnah Yosem and Agimor. So what's the Gemara answer? What's the answer of the Gemara? Sam, you're just as confused after the answer as you were when the Gemara started the question. That was Baal Peh. There was not the written Gemara. It was the pupil of Torah.
So in other words, that wasn't written. That, you know, that was all.
Yes, that they learned. That's what you learned Baal Peh.
That's right.
But what's the ultimate resolution? Why did we say the ultimate? Why we wrote the Mishnah? Well, what happened here? So what? He changed. Went back. So if that's the case, then if that's the case, our Rabbeinu Tam should tell us we should all learn Mishnayos. Right? Oh, so that means we should all learn Mishnayos. All of them have a rots the Mishnah. That's it. So that's it. The equal imod, everyone should be busy with Mishnayos. So what happened? So Rashi gives us a little bit of an inkling here. Rashi tells us, Shofku kuli alma masnisim. Mi lachsar agirsas mishnosim. The problem was they didn't review the Mishnah. And he was afraid they would forget the Mishnayos. For Oslu Bosigmar Lachshel B'Svar. is harder dorish lu have a rot lu mishnah lefisha yorib and yishtakru mishnayis, and then they'll batch up all the halachas all together. So I think what he meant to say lo oilam have a rot lu mishnah. Of course, Gemara is ain lecham midah gedoy lemizu, but don't forget that you have to be rot lu mishnah. That you have to make sure that you review the mishnayis. So don't let it get lost in the shuffle. I think that's what the point that Rabbeinu HaKadosh meant to bring out. Then the Gemara brings in connection with this, I go to the end of the Maimon. Dorash Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi Maidich Siv. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Shibud Bar Hashem Acharedim El Dvor. Those that are the pious ones, that tremble before the word of God, should listen. Who are these? Elo Talmidei Chacham. These are the Talmidei Chacham. They are Charedim El Dvor Hashem. And we're going to see subsequently that the Goyin is going to bring us. So let us remember, who are the Charedim L'Dvar Hashem? The ones that deserve that title? It's Eilu Tamidei Chacham. Omru Acheichem. Who are Acheichem? Eilu Balei Mikro. Those that learn Chumash. Seinechem. Those that don't like you. Who are these? Eilu Balei Mishnah. Menadeichem. Those that don't want to know from you altogether. Eilu Amei Aretz. Why? What's the problem? Because all of these people think that they understand the Torah to some extent. They learn Mikra, they're happy. But what happens? They tell me, come and tell them that which you learn in Chumash, between the Chumash and Halacha L'Maaseh, are 17 steps that you don't even begin to know. The Baal Mishnah, he's worse. He's Seinechem. He really has an end for you. The Baal Mikra Mamela, he didn't have any great ears. He doesn't think he knows too much in the first place. He learned some Tanakh, okay? So what But the Baal Mishnah already thinks, okay, he's a Baki in Mishnayos. He already knows what the Torah is about. He can rattle off the Mishnayos and Gan Shas for you. And what if the Talmud Chacham comes and tells him? That's not pshat in this Mishnah means something else. We don't paskin like this Mishnah, the 17 exceptions which are articulated, which you don't know about. So he takes all his learning and he feels he's a scholar, and what does the Talmud Chacham do? He shreds him. So he's Seinechem and Menadeichem, the Amei Aretz, they don't want to learn altogether, so they don't want to know from the Talmidei Chacham. So, Shema Toma Posak Sivra Mavoto Sikuya, and this could be interpreted, I'll incorporate a little bit the Marsha's Pshad, that everyone has the ability, if he so chooses, to join the ranks of the Talmidei Chacham. You saw from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was already in midlife, and he was unlettered. And one fine day, he decided it's time to learn, and then he emerged to the next 24 years as Rabbi Akiva. So, Rabbi Akiva is the example that a person can overcome the limitations that he has. Here, the Chazal tell us here that learning was divided between Balei Mikra and Balei Mishnah and Balei Gemar. And there were different groups of people, those that excelled in Mikra and didn't have much Yad in Mishnah and Gemar, those that excelled in Mishnah didn't have much Yad in Gemar, and Talmidei Chacham. I imagine we would assume that the Balei Mishnah were experts in the Mikra too. I would imagine that. And the Talmidei Chacham were experts in the Mishnayos and in the Mikra. So Klal Yisrael has classically been divided into these three groups. And Chazal have encouraged us in the Gemara and Kedushin that we should, in effect, join all three groups. Now, we'll go to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, Chayev Adam the Shalish Limudai. He takes the Gemara straightforwardly to Mechaber the Shulchan Aruch Shlish B'Torah Shebiksav. The Hainu are the 24 Svarim. Shlish B'Mishnah. Now, what does he include in Mishnah? This is interesting. Nainu Torah Shebalpeh. U'Peirish Torah Shebiksav. The Chlauze. And the understanding of everything that's involved in the Torah Shebiksav, in other words, the interpretation of the Pesukim that we find in Medrash, in the Halachic Medrashim, etc., that's included in Mishnah. Shlish B'Talmud, and a Sheyovin B'Yaskal Achrus Dovim Rishisa. We should understand exactly the logical chain of events of Torah, v'yotzi dover mitoch dover, to be able to derive one din from the next. V'yidme dover l'dover, make appropriate halacha comparisons. V'yidah b'midosh atar on the dreshes b'han. And to use all the tools of Torah Shabbat Peh, atche yedah heich ikra mitzvahs. What the mitzvahs are, v'heich yotzah, yisra rabotah, how we derive these halachas. U'kayotzah mitzvah dvorom shalom adupi ashwa. And those things which are a chelek of the Messiah. Ketzad. Now, this gives us a little bit of an idea of how far we are from the world in which the Beis Yosef lived. Hayabal umnes. Let me describe the day, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, of a person that was a working man. A working man. Bal umnes. Va'oisek b'malachto gimel shos b'yam. He worked 3 hours a day. That was his Asik. Vites b'Torah. This was a balabos. It was a balumnes. And 9 hours a day he learned. It's kari gimel mehem b'Torah shabiksav, or b'gimel Torah shabal peh, or b'gimel yovan dovah mitoch dovah, and 3 of a gemar. Now, b'medvor mamurim, he tells us, a proviso. This is b'tchilas limudah. As he starts off learning Shalodim, Abakashi Yagdul B'Tayr, once he is sufficiently learned, and he does not have to learn the Mikra, the Mishnayos constantly. And I think that's what the meaning of Rabbeinu HaKadosh is, L'Oilam Habirotz L'Mishnah. And that, I believe, this is the Vilna Gaon cites the Gemara, Vashakosu B'Soper Beis Debab Metzia, the Mikra, etc. So I presume that that's the way he learned the La'ilam Habirotz L'Mishnah, meaning that you have to have a fixed time to review the Mikra and the Mishnayah, so you don't forget. That's the La'ilam Habirotz L'Mishnah. He didn't disregard that he said before. Despite the fact that Gemara is Ein Lecha Midah or Ula Olam, nevertheless, you need a fixed time to review. This is the way apparently the Goyin is interpreting this Gemara. Yikra b'itim zemon en Torah shebiksav v'divrei Torah shebal peh. Yidu shelo yishkach dover v'dinu hei Torah. And the rest of it is on v'yifne kol yom av l'talmud b'vad v'yiroch av liva v'yishuv daita. According to how much he's able to understand and how much he's able to focus and concentrate. So the Mechaber takes the Gemara quite at face value. V'yesh Oimrim, and this is the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbat Talmud Bavli, Shabbolo B'mikra Mishnah Gemara, Odom Yotzei Dechabosu B'Shvil HaKav. V'yotzei with everything by learning Talmud Bavli. Then he goes on to the fact, the whole discussion, at what point a person should begin learning Kabbalah in his life. But that's beyond our purview. Now, let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, I think, will bring us a little bit more to the world that we're in, where we are, and what we need to know. We'll start off with this. That what will be best for a person in this world, who eizek haMishnah vaHaTalmud, learning Mishnah and Talmud, v'asher tov liYisrael, and this will be good for Klal Yisrael too. Limud haTorah yoyel laAtzmai, will help him, will achayim shekamoisa. V'yoyel laAmei Oret, it will influence the unlearned, ki yimshuchem l'darkei haTorah v'haMitzvah. V'yinagu kol ha'amayin la'achris toiva, and this will bring everyone to an appropriate olam haba. Now he writes, v'lo timtza yiras shamayim v'yiras chet, you won't find yiras shamayim yiras chet as rizus v'anova, and proper zeal for the mitzvahs and humility v'tayru kedusha la'am ella ha'misaskim v'mishnah v'talmud. Only those that learn Mishnah and Talmud. That's why I pointed out to you in the Gemara, when the Gemara said, shimu dvar Hashem ha'charedim el dvorei, who are the Chacham? It's Eilu HaTalmidei Chacham. they're Oisek in the full range of the Torah Shel Bal Peh. He says these are the only ones that can truly be Chored in Bar Hashem. So he's emphasizing the significance of the Torah Shel Bal Peh. And Aruch HaShulchan has a couple of interesting additions here. V'yesha kosvu, d'odar min shlish l'mikro, einu elo l'tinok shadayin l'koro mikro kol tzorcho. This is for a child that hasn't learned Chumash sufficiently yet. Aval odom shakoro mikro kol tzorcho, einu rashai lasek bo shlish yomov. He's not allowed to spend a third of his time learning Torah Shel Bal Peh. Yeah, no, the Torah and the Vayimuksuv, the 24 Sorim, the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Ela yifne libo el mishnah, he says, obviously he's citing a source from the Beis Yosef. Ela yifne libo, this is from the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Ramah, from Rishayim. Ela yifne libo el mishnah, the Talmud, he should be spending his time with Mishnah and Talmud. Because he learned Chumash already. V'yesh akosvu v'loshen zeh, another step. The lay omru al bederes rishayim shayulibam pasuach to pischo shalulam. They had a very broad mind, a great facility to understand the Torah Shel Bal Peh. The dailem the mishnah latamash leishlisha yameim. 2/3 of the days were enough to master mishnah and talmud. Aval the didon the beis yosef writes the mikro the begirs of the yankus adai to understand Tanakh, that which we learned as children. It's enough. And the rest of our lives don't even quite add up to be able to master Mishnah and Talmud. Now, Rabbeinu Tam Kosov, the Achshel, as we saw, died by Talmud Bavli. And nowadays, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, this is the common practice, V'loimdim rak Talmud Bavli. Rabbeinu Ramah Hevi Dvaravela. V'chein onu noyagin u'moyrin u'boim. And this is, in fact, the common practice, what we commonly teach. I mean, he points up a little bit our deficiencies too. That, you know, we need, with all our highfalutin learning, is to make sure that we take care of basics. That we know Tanakh, and that we know Mishnah. I was once standing with someone, and he went, I think I was with him, or I was with him at a chasen, and he went to ask something to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So Rabbi Yaakov looked at him, and he said, what's your question? He says, it's a Mishnah Mufureshes. What? Like he came back, he says, Rabbi Yaakov expected that I knew the Mishnah, you know. Yeah, he expected that he knew the Mishnah.
It's possible, though, to graduate, have
learned
the
question,
yeshiva, and know absolutely next to nothing.
That is true. So what we need to do is to learn it on our own. My shver, Zola Zangazon, learned in Mir Yeshiva, and you could well understand in Mir Yeshiva, they did not have as part of the curriculum during the day learning Tanakh in Yeshiva. But he used to that's one of the things he used to do, Ben Azmano. And he's quite a big bucky in Tanakh Mashra. But, you know, he realized that that's not what he's spending, you know, the rest of the year doing. So in Ben Azmanim, he turned his attention to it. And he's a bucky in Tanakh too. You know, so that's, you know, we have a little bit, one of the problems that we have, we don't have in this country scholarly traditions. European society was much more accomplished, even Israeli society, and the academic world is much more scholarly than the notions that we have. I mean, Lahavdil, one sees it even in the secular world. You know, big people, an educated person was expected to have a broad grasp of many disciplines. Not to be one of the world's leading intellectuals, just to be educated. That notion, we're very weak on it in our society. And it affects us, l'havdil, l'nimun ha'Torah too. There's no expectation that a person has a broad mastery of anything. It's just not part and parcel of the way we tend to think. And we're not going to find, it would be rare to find. I remember as a teenager, I used to go sometimes, my father, Olav HaShalom, went to the shir of Rav Druman, Zecher Tzadik, of Rochon Shabbos, the afternoon. So sometimes I used to go to the shir too, to go with my father, whatever, I'd go with him. So I was learning in yeshiva already. Sometimes early I was still in high school, later I was in yeshiva. Sometimes I went with him. I remember there was a yid, he was a balabos. He was not a Talmud Chacham by any stretch of the imagination. But he knew Tanakh like we know Ashrei. And to the extent of Druman, was a very, very accomplished Talmud Chacham with a broad, broad idea. But if he fumbled for a posik in a shir, he would look up to this yid and he'd rattle it off. He was a posh in a yid. But Tanakh was the way we know Ashrei, what comes after Paseach. That's the way he could do, that's the way Tanakh, he ran around in Tanakh like this. It's the Barasogus. A Yid at Talmud Chacham that I know, so he was born in China. His father ran away, his parents ran away from Russia at the time of the revolution, and he was born in China. Somewhere, I think, between 1915 and 1920. And then later he made it to this country, and he learned in yeshivas in the 1930s already in the United States, no longer living. So he says, I went to in China, the school was basically a Mizrahi day school, the school that I went to. As we had from 9 to 12 was the Lamud HaKodesh, and from 12 to 3 was the Lamud HaKodesh. He says, I was 2.5 years I was in that school. He made a long list. He once gave me a cheshbon of all the Sifrei Nah, the Svarim and Tanakh that he learned in the 2.5 years he was in that school. That notions of being of scholarly accomplishment, of literary accomplishment, of knowing. Just, it's a notion that's just foreign, totally foreign to our society. It's lamentable. Well, the goal, we saw the Goyim said that a person should have, that's the Shulchan Aruch said, that a person, lo'ilam avirotz l'mishnah, means a person should have fixed times for Chazorah for the Tanakh. He's not changing the Shulchan Aruch. That's not his ASIC. You know, the Shulchan Aruch already discussed that. Now, it's interesting, he has another afternote here, an afterword to all of this. Now, the Taz cite the Drisha, and this is practical advice for us, that a person, he says, that learns a few hours a day, a person that learns, he doesn't have a massive amount of time to learn. They have only a few hours a day to learn. They should first put their attention into learning Sifrei Halacha, before I put their attention into learning Sugis HaShas. Why? Ayin Shom, V'vadesh HaKolish Leida Dinei Arachayim. Every Yid has to know the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, or Mitzvahs Dinei Miyoradeya, and the Halachas in Yoradeya, which are relevant to all of us, and some from Choshen Mishpat, and some from Eben HaEzra, which you don't have to be, that's not the province of a Rav only, which every Yid, to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, has to know. HaMachrochem L'Cholish, Ayin Shom Bilchos Talmud Torah. Omnam Ra'inu, he makes a very, the Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav, and he had a very practical understanding of the world. He says, Omnam Ra'inu, he says, if I were to make too much of a fuss, Ki Im Koy Noyim Arlehem, if I'll get up and I'll darshan, that we should spend our time learning Halacha, and I'll be strong about it, you know what's going to happen? It's La'yum Wadu Klal, no one will learn at all. Ki Ritzoinam Rak Lilmo Yidav Gimara B'chol Yon. He lived before the Daf Yomi. But everyone wants to learn a Daf, you know? They want to learn a piece of Gemara every day. So what am I going to do to Aruch HaShulchan, says? Al-Kainin L'Honiyam. I don't want to dissuade them. Valavai Yamdu Vezeh. And at least, let's hope that they'll stick to learning Gemara every day and they won't forget about that. V'chol Dibrei Torah M'Shivas Nefesh. And all Torah, no matter what one learns, has a powerful effect of Avila Yerushalayim Torah. It brings a person to an appropriate, the level of Yerushalayim. The Aruch HaShulchan puts in a very practical note. People, b'chol dor v'dor, have the things that they want to learn. And you can't really dissuade them from learning the things that they wish to learn, because otherwise, they'll say, well, listen, what I'm learning, the Rebbe said it's not significant, it's not important. So I forget about that. That's the other thing, I don't have an interest in learning. Okay, so I'll find something else to do with my time. And in all the debates which centered around Daf Yomi, there were more for it, less for it. There have been debates throughout. But even those that are not such big fans of it. Rabbi Yosef told me once, he says, I'm not such a big fan of the Daf Yomi. And he described, he says, I take vacation in Tel Aviv. So he says, I once went to the shul in Tel Aviv, and they were learning a Daf Yomi shir. So they were learning in Menachos about the Elechem Aponim. So one of the fellows sitting at the shir, he asked the Maggid shir, tell me, he says, what happened when Shabbos came in Erev Pesach? What did they do with eating Elechem Aponim? So Yoshim says, if a state, you understand that when you tell the world Lechem Aponim, they imagine a Bilkala, a Chalorov, that's the picture of it, you know what it is. So the Magacher answers him, no, Mustafa, they didn't need it. So he says, does it learn? He says, the Lechem Aponim was matzah, right? So he says, so he was not a very big fan of what he heard this day. He says, Elamai, he says, so they tell me though, exactly the same thing in the Aruch HaShulchan, that if I'll dissuade them from learning the Daf Yomi, so then they're not going to learn all together. So what should I do? Well, listen, Baruch Hashem, they learn. So, we come, the Aruch HaShulchan brings us to a very important aspect. The Gemara says, in Ein Odom Loimed Ela Mashali B'Chofetz, a person only learns that which he truly desires to learn. If he doesn't have a real desire to learn it, he's not going to learn. So first and foremost, what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying is a person has to learn that which he feels motivated to learn. You can't push a person to learn something else. That's first and foremost. So that we have to understand. We have to respect the practicalities that are involved. If I'll make a Seder in Tyrus, so you're not going to come. You come once just for the curiosity, but that's about it. But you have to respect Mashalib HaChofetz. That a person has to learn that which he has a desire to learn. And that's what Aruch HaShulchan is telling. Within that, of course, there are priorities. The priority should be that first and foremost we should make sure that we spend time learning the halachas that are relevant to us. That's why in the Yeshiva Gedolos across the world, after Shacharis, almost universally, there's a Seder in halacha for about a half an hour every day. So a person should learn the mitzvahs that are relevant to them, but we should know that we kayim the mitzvahs. We're going to spend the rest of the time involved in Kilpul HaTorah, so at least we should fulfill the Aleph, the Taz tells us, the Ma'aser Asher Yasam, that which we're supposed to know. So at least sometime we have to spend every day in a Ma'aser Asher Yasam. Now after that, as we saw, to learn Shas at the most profound level that one can is significant. Because that's ultimately what Shas is. To learn Shas means to learn it profoundly, to understand that which is behind the written word, what makes it tick. That's what Shas. As Rabbi Yisrael said today, the Gemara is the Mishnah. Our Havana, the understanding that comes after that, that's Shas. That's our Shas. And that's what we saw. That Rav Haigon wrote to Rav Shmuel HaNogid that a person that wants to have Yirah Shemayim and Anova, is only a person who's Isaac the mission of a Talmud. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, in terms of Avodah, was very, very keen on this too. We've talked until now about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But I mentioned at the beginning, the Ramchal wrote, that in terms of Avodah, of service, in a broader sense of the Rabbi Yisrael, is Torah may be the days of heroes. So Rabbi Yisrael writes that Torah affects us in two different levels. There's a general kedusha which comes from learning Torah. Any Torah that I learn is mekadosh a person, irrespective of what it is. I learn the halachos of Parah Aduma, I'll observe Shabbos better, because it elevates. Torah is mekadosh a person. But he says there's a much more direct means that a person can use, and that is to learn the particular halachos. If I want to observe Shabbos better, to learn the particular halachos of Shabbos in the deepest manner that I possibly can, and that will make a kinyan in the person's nefesh of Kedusha Shabbos. And therefore, beyond the knowledge that he has, but he'll have the fervor to be Mekayim Shabbos properly. And it's rather interesting, I've mentioned other times, that Rav Chaim Volozhin writes that we will never know fully of our Chiddush HaTorah right until we are also masters of the Kabbalah. And if we find that our insights into the Nigla match with the Kabbalah, then we'll know we're on the right track. That means the Torah, the Kabbalah, and the Torah and the Torah HaNigla are supposed to bring us to the same point, which is rather consistent with the Vilna Gaon, because the Vilna Gaon said, there's an entire literature in the halacha, the Chofetz Chaim cites it at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin. If what happens if there's a machlokes of the halacha and the Kabbalah, which takes precedence? And he says the halacha is that the halacha takes precedence over the Kabbalah. But it's interesting, you'll find in the Aruch HaShulchan and others, the Talmidim of the Gaon. The Gaon was the ultimate master of Nigla and Nistar, said there's no such thing. There are no steerers between the Zohar and the Gemara. Now, this is not a speculative idea that the Gaon had. This means that the Gaon learned the entire Shas, Bavli, Rishalmi. The Gaon learned all, was the ultimate master of Kabbalah too. And at the Gaon's level of understanding, everything was fine. There were no contradictions at all. Which means that what the Gaon was telling us is either we misunderstood the Zohar, we misunderstood the Gemara, or we misunderstood both if we have a contradiction. But there are no contradictions. That's because they all lead to the same place. So it's rather interesting that Rabbi Yisrael had this idea that from the standpoint of Musa, which is part of Torah HaNigla, that learning Hilchos Shabbos would give a person tremendous fervor to be Mekayim Hilchos Shabbos. Chachmei HaKabbalah writes, very interestingly, that every posik in the Torah is a skula, means gives special spiritual strength to be Mekayim Neddin. So if you learn the psukim, you go over the psukim, review the psukim of Hilchos Tzitzis, that gives a special kedusha, which helps a person to be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis. So they also came to the same notion that the Torah of each mitzvah has a special ability to be Mekadosh us, particularly for that mitzvah. And Rabbi Saul said, this is to the extent that we're able to learn, each one of us, according to our own ability, at the greatest depth, brings the greatest level of Kedusha to with us too. So we have a little bit some of the parameters that ultimately halacha has to be at the highest level, hamas asher yasa. The learning of Gemara is significant after that. And finally, we should, as Lo'ilam Havirotz L'Mishnah, as we should, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, we have to, and as the Shulchan Aruch itself writes, we have to maintain our basic knowledge of the Torah Shebiksav and the Mishnayos. So those are the order, that's the relative priorities that a person should have. But how we learn, what fashion we learn, and even what we learn has to be dictated by Mashaliba Chofetz. We can only learn those things which we have a cheshek to be able to learn. So we could always, the reaction we could have to a consideration of mitzvahs Talmud Torah could be twofold. On one hand, I can say, who's up to the task? It's way beyond us. So that's it. So it's nice to know why I don't need to do it. Listen, it would be a wonderful thing to do, but who's up to the task? But yet, Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Ki lo davar reiku, and when reiku was mikem, that Chazal tell us that a foolish person looks at the greatness of the Torah, is overwhelmed and runs away. And the wise person says, if the Rebbeinu Shalom asked me to learn it, there must be some way to go about it. So he goes about it by learning a little bit each day. A little today, a little tomorrow. Consistency, persistence, determination. And that's how we go forward. So when we see how much there is to accomplish in Talmud Torah, all the varied aspects of the mitzvah, what it needs to encourage us is to undertake the task of going forward. That we should be committed to not staying put. That's not acceptable, to stay in one place. We have to go forward. We must go forward. If we commit ourselves to going forward, then we'll find rather surprisingly as time goes by how much progress we actually do make. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael. Thank you.